It's 6:11. Police are warning about batches of heroin laced with designer drugs that killed hundreds of people each year right in this area. Now, in our special series, Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever, WTOP's Jamie Forzano investigates how these concentrated compounds are being bought and sold online.
Decades ago, street-level heroin was about 3 to 7% pure. Anne Arundel County Police Chief Tim Altamari says
that wasn't killing people then.
Now, drug kingpins use advanced technology to create super deadly chemical compounds.
It's actually taking morphine and changing the chemical structure to make a synthetic lookalike to that drug.
That's Second Lieutenant James Cox, supervisor for the Fairfax County Organized Crime and Narcotics Division.
If you have a really good chemist, I mean, they're going to be able to synthesize heroin or fentanyl and produce it themselves.
Fentanyl is the most common synthetic opioid added to heroin, but recently, Virginia's health commissioner said heroin laced with carfentanil, an elephant tranquilizer, was found in Fairfax County. Carfentanil is 100 times more potent than fentanyl and 10,000 times more than morphine. Chief Altamari.
Your product develops a reputation for being very strong. Folks in the cycle of addiction are looking for the strong products.
And these drugs are available right at your fingertips. Chinese labs sell synthetics online to drug traffickers in the United States who combine them with high-purity heroin from Mexico.
The problem is when you're placing an order on the internet, especially if it's from some underground lab, you have no idea what you're getting.
Rogue scientists are developing designer drugs faster than the federal government can keep up. In November, the Drug Enforcement Agency added an opioid known as pink heroin to the list of illegal narcotics. But it was too late for one Loudoun County resident. The Ashburn man died after ingesting pink heroin in July. In my next report, why 4 out of 5 people addicted to heroin began abusing prescription painkillers first. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
And our series continues through the week. Find more information and photos at WTOP.com.